Meditation 4.3. Meditation on Impermanence. Let us begin our meditation. Motivation. Sit comfortably and relax completely. Take time to calm and concentrate your thoughts by mindfully observing the breath. When your mind is calm and settled in the present, generate a positive motivation for doing the meditation. For example, you can think, "May this meditation help bring about greater peace and happiness for all beings." Or, "May this meditation be a cause for me to become enlightened so that I can help all beings become free of suffering and become enlightened as well." Then, turn your awareness to your body. Think of its many different parts: arms, legs, head, skin, blood, bones, nerves, and muscles. Examine them, one by one, probe them with your feelings. Contemplate the nature of these things, their substance, their texture, their shape and size. Be sensitive to the body at work, the movement that is occurring every moment, the ebb and flow of your breath, the beating of your heart, the flow of your blood and the energy of your nerve impulses. Be aware of your body at the more subtle level of its cellular structure, that it is entirely composed of living cells coming into existence, moving about, reproducing, dying, and disintegrating. On an even more subtle level, all the parts of your body are made of molecules, atoms, and subatomic particles, all in constant motion. Try to really get a feeling for the change that is taking place every moment in your body. Now, turn your attention to your mind. It is also composed of many parts: thoughts, perceptions, feelings, memories and images, all ceaselessly following one after the other. Spend a few minutes simply observing the ever-changing flow of experiences in your mind, like someone looking out of a window onto a busy street, watching the cars and pedestrians passing by. Don't cling to anything that you see in your mind, don't judge or make comments. Just observe, and try to get a sense of the impermanent, ever-changing nature of your mind. After reflecting on the impermanence of your inner world, your own body and mind, extend your awareness to the outer world. Think about your immediate surroundings, the cushion, mat, chair or bed you are sitting on. The floor, walls, windows and ceiling of your room, the furniture and other objects in the room. Consider that each of these, although appearing solid and static, is actually a mass of tiny particles whizzing around. Stay with that experience for a while. Then let your awareness travel further out, beyond the walls of your room. Think of other people, their bodies and minds are also constantly changing, not staying the same for even one moment. The same is true of all living beings, animals and plants. Think of all inanimate objects in the world and universe, houses, buildings, roads, cars, mountains, rocks, oceans and rivers, the earth itself, the sun, moon, and stars. All of these things, being composed of atoms and other minute particles, are constantly changing. Every moment, every millisecond. Nothing stays the same without changing. Concentrate on this experience. During the meditation, any time that you have a clear, strong feeling of the ever-changing nature of things, hold your attention firmly on it for as long as possible without letting your mind be distracted. In other words, do stabilizing meditation. Soak your mind in the experience. When the feeling fades or your attention starts to wander, again analyze the impermanence of either your body or mind or another object. Conclude the meditation with the thought that it is unrealistic and self-defeating to cling to things as though they were permanent. Whatever is beautiful and pleasing will change and eventually disappear. So we can't expect it to give us lasting happiness. Also, whatever is unpleasant or disturbing won't last forever. It might even change for the better. So there's no need to be upset or reject it. Dedication. Dedicate your positive energy and insight to the happiness of all living beings.